This show originally aired earlier today.
This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty, and we'll start today with breaking news this afternoon in Everett.
Basically, the construction on the Wynn Resort is effectively on hold.
That from Robert DeSalvio, Wynn Resort's chief executive on the $1.7 billion casino project that was set to break ground in Everett this spring. The delay comes as Somerville Mayor Joseph Curtatone is appealing a key environmental permit for the project. And it's the latest blow to Wynn Resorts, but today, even while saying the project is now on indefinite hold, Robert DeSalvio said Wynn remains committed to the Eastern Mass Casino.
I also want to make sure that I'm very clear that we are not going anywhere, that we will get this project started as soon as possible, and we will get this amazing project done.
Well, joining us now with more is WBUR's Simone Rios. He was at the press conference just this afternoon. Hi there, Simone.
Hi, Meghna. How are you?
I'm doing okay. So first of all, tell us a little bit more about what happened at the press conference and what Robert DeSalvio said about this indefinite hold on Wynn Resorts.
So this, of course, comes after the mayor of Somerville has announced that he plans to appeal a major environmental permit for the casino in Everett. They called a press conference at the job site. There's cranes up and workers around and trailers set up. You can tell folks really want this to happen. And the head of Wynn Everett, Bob DeSalvio, quickly came out and he said that they're going to be canceling 7 job fairs in Boston, Chelsea, Everett, Somerville, Malden, and other communities, and that the groundbreaking has been canceled until further notice. And essentially everything is on hold until they sort this environmental issue out with Somerville.
So who else was there at the press conference and what was the reaction in the room?
So there, John Fish was there, of course, the head of Suffolk Construction, which has the contract for this casino project in Everett. Also, the mayor of Malden, the mayor of Everett, Carlo Di Maria, and several labor leaders. You had somebody there from the Pipefitters Union, the carpenters, as well as the operating engineers. Those are the guys who, of course, operate the cranes and the big machines. And I would say their message was that they want the jobs. They want to see this project go through. And I spoke to one gentleman who basically said that he's unemployed right now, a member of the Carpenters Union. And he says that that once this project becomes a reality, that he'll go back to work. And I'd say that was sort of indicative of the general atmosphere.
Well, we've got some tape of exactly that sentiment that you've brought to us. This is Chris Prizio, an unemployed carpenter.
You know, I was actually hoping that this project would have been pushed along and we would have been able to actually start working already.
So, Simone, as you mentioned, this project would have or perhaps will eventually create some 4,000 construction jobs. I imagine that labor leaders aren't terribly happy at the moment since it seems there may be now, who knows, a 6 to 12-month delay here. But tell us a little bit more about why Somerville Mayor Joe Curtatone is doing this and what we know, are the next steps ahead for Wynn.
Well, that's right. Wynn is saying that there will be 4,000 construction jobs associated with the casino in Everett, as well as 4,000 permanent jobs after that. So that's a big deal in some of the surrounding communities. I'm actually at Somerville City Hall right now, as you mentioned. There was, of course, this event in Everett, and Joe Curtatone, the mayor of Somerville, called in a press conference, which is going to begin in about 20 minutes. So we'll see what the basis of his argument is. Of course, he's citing environmental concerns in terms of his opposition to the casino. But I'm looking forward to hear what the substance of that is and what his response will be to some of the charges leveled against him today.
Well, Simone, we'll check back in with you as the Somerville press conference wraps up. That's WBUR Simone Rios bringing us up to speed on what happened this afternoon in Everett, where Wynn Resorts effectively announced they are putting groundbreaking on the $1.7 billion casino project there on indefinite hold. Simone, thanks so much.
Thank you, Meghna. Talk soon.
And as Simone mentioned, the reason why this hold has been put on the project has to do with an appeal filed by Somerville Mayor Joseph Curtatone, and the appeal essentially says that the casino at one point is roughly 76 feet from Somerville waters, and the city claims that the environmental license that Wynn Resorts hold violates several state regulations concerning waterfront development. Well, that's the view from Somerville and Mayor Joseph Curtatone, but let's now turn to Everett itself and Everett Mayor Carlo Di Maria. He supports the Wynn Casino. He was at the announcement this afternoon, and he joins us. Mayor Di Maria, welcome to Radio Boston.
Oh, thank you very much.
So pleasure to be with you. It's great to have you, and I do appreciate it. First of all, can you give us your reaction to this delay, which could be 6 months, it could be 12 months, we don't know how long?
You know, the reaction to most people and to myself especially is just kind of wondering why, you know, why now, why delay the project? They have the right to appeal our Chapter 91 license, but his grounds to me is kind of frivolous. When he's on the other side, and then speaking of Mayor Curtatone and Somerville, and he's building Assembly Row, you know, he built a new Partners Healthcare facility, and in the hopes to actually build, double the amount of size of the Assembly Row now, that he wants to continue on building there, another couple million square feet of office and housing and hotel space. We're just wondering why he wants to build in Somerville, but he doesn't want us building in Everett.
Right. You know, I understand that at the Everett press conference this afternoon, you mentioned that you asked laborers and folks looking for jobs related to this casino project to call Mayor Curtatone and ask him to help move this project forward. I mean, I wonder if you've done that. Have you spoken with the Somerville mayor about the loggerheads that the project again is now in?
You know, we've touched base a few times. Last week, we were, you know, planning on trying to get together before he filed his appeal notice, and then after that, we touched base again. He had some plans. He was going away with his family over the weekend, and then we were supposed to touch base on Monday and Tuesday. And I've been trying, leaving him messages. I was hoping to get a phone call into him this morning. And still just, I'm sure he will return my call eventually. But, we there's so many positives to this development that will, one thing is, the Monsanto site being a former chemical plant.
Right.
The contaminants have been leaching into the Boston Harbor, into the Malden River. For someone to come and privately clean up a Superfund, that's an amazing feat in itself. The pedestrian footbridge over to Assembly Row Station, that will be, so beneficial to so many users in Everett and Malden and connecting all these bike paths over to Assembly Row, taking so many cars off the roads. I know one of his biggest concerns is traffic. And
yeah.
Talks about traffic and...
Well, Mr. Mayor, let me just jump in here if I could, because I have one more question for you, because you make an important point here, and I wonder how the people in Everett feel right now, because this project, it's been such a long road for the Wynn project in Everett. Obviously, there was the whole fight over getting the license to begin with for an Eastern Massachusetts casino. Then a long sort of, going toe-to-toe with Boston Mayor Marty Walsh about the issues that you just talked about, concerns coming out of Charlestown, et cetera, about traffic and environmental mitigation. Now you have, once again, roadblocks being thrown up by Somerville. I mean, how do the folks in Everett feel? Do they think that ground will ever be broken on this casino?
Well, they do feel ground will be broken. They're just feeling the frustrations I'm feeling. Many of them are underemployed or not employed, and would love to get on a job like this. If it's union work constructing it, or if it's getting that job once it's built. And people are trying to put food on their table, and if you got a big developer who wants to come into this in the Commonwealth and develop something and generate 4,000 permanent jobs, and is having a tough time on doing that, it sends a bad message out to other businesses that are looking to relocate or locate to Massachusetts. That's one thing.
Mm-hmm.
Have to go through the process years, and then all of a sudden be held up by one sole mayor on an environmental permitting process. Again, residents in Everett, they're just frustrated.
Yeah.
They feel the way I feel, that you know, they'll have their time in, I guess, at court to hear this. But, Wynn has sufficed NEPA and sufficed other agencies on their traffic mitigation plans. I mean, between the water taxi shuttle service.
Right.
The MBTA. They're subsidizing the Orange Line. Everett doesn't even have a train station in the community. The Orange Line runs through here. It doesn't stop in Everett.
Yeah.
And he's one of the first developers in the Commonwealth to subsidize the Orange Line. And, Assembly Row has that Orange Line station. And also, think about the $30 million that's going to go into the transportation fund, or $40 million a year. That's going to help go build the Green Line extension.
Mr. DeMaria, I'm sorry to have to take it back from you, because we're just flat out of time, and I do apologize.
No problem.
But I'm very appreciative to get your view here on what's happened today. That's Everett Mayor Carlo DeMaria. He supports the Wynn Resorts Casino what is to be built eventually now at some time in Everett. But, of course, today there was the announcement from Wynn that due to an appeal on an environmental permit that's come from the city of Somerville, that project is currently on indefinite hold. Mr. Mayor, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you. Have a great day.
And we'll have more on this coming up a little later this hour and later today on All Things Considered.